KPMG depend on us. Good morning. And a very good morning to you. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Morning News. Happy Friday. I pay Aloha Friday to you. Let's see what's going on in our news. It's brought to you this morning by Morningstar Christian School. Take advantage of Morningstar's exclusive money-back guarantee on your child's education. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. The Bend Farmers Market has a new look and a new place to call home. It's in a parking lot instead of on a lawn. The market moved yesterday from Drake Park to the Mirror Pond parking lot. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb spoke with a Farmers Market board member.
The business decision that was best for the community and best for accessibility that would make that work.
Chuck Arnold is on the Farmers Market board and says disability advocates told the city the Drake Park site was too tough to navigate. People in wheelchairs and electric scooters said they had trouble going to the market because of the soft grass and slopes of the terrain. Chuck Arnold says overall the move went pretty well.
Change is always a challenge for people right at first, so there were some people that were having a hard time finding the stalls that they were used to finding in a certain location, but overall, you know, people want the quality food, people want the community connection, and people want to have the downtown Bend Farmers Market thrive.
During the off-season, the market board and the city will decide if it should stay there or move to another permanent location. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Well, big volatility returned to Wall Street yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 419 points. Bend Financial Advisor Bill Valentine says if you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s and have long-term goals, today's action will probably soon be a faint memory. But for retirees who are forced to take income out of their retirement accounts, short-term volatility can have a long-term impact.
You know, truly volatility comes out in the wash if you have a long enough time horizon. If you're taking money out of your accounts, which most retirees are doing, what happens is because your money doesn't, the amount that you need doesn't change, if your assets are diminished and you're taking out the same amount per year, you can really impair your account's ability to come back.
The market took the big hit because of more signs that a global recession could be just around the corner. A 7-year-old Madras boy died yesterday when he darted out into a crosswalk in front of an oncoming pickup truck. Killed was Austin Hollenbach Hatch. He was struck by a truck driven by 64-year-old Dennis Kluser as Kluser was turning left from D Street onto 5th in downtown Madras. Police say the pedestrian had a walk sign and the driver had a green light. They also believe the morning sun was a factor. The boy was walking to the Madras Kids Club with his older brothers when he was hit. The brothers were not injured. The driver of the pickup was ticketed for careless driving and failure to yield to a pedestrian in a crosswalk. School supplies can easily run a family more than $100, and in this economy, many families don't have the money to spare. That's why Mid-Oregon Credit Union is trying to help by asking people to drop off school supplies at local branches. Kyle Frick with Mid-Oregon Credit Union says those supplies then go to local students.
You know, the big part of it is the school supplies and, you know, just the kids being able to come to school and have what they need to start learning.
He says they had a huge public response last year to this school supplies drive. This year, it looks like people are even more generous, with even more donations coming in. Saving Grace wants to go out of business. Earlier this week, we told you about Saving Grace being named one of the best 100 nonprofits in Oregon to work for. Well, the executive director, Janet Huerta, says as much as they love the honor, statistics show domestic violence is still a real problem. She says the numbers will only go down with education, and the earlier the better. And Congress could be eyeing big changes to the military retirement system and other veterans' benefits to help cut the nation's deficit. Rex Harold was drafted into the Vietnam War, says he was promised certain benefits, and it wouldn't be right to have those benefits taken away. Harold attended a hearing hosted by U.S. Senator Patty Murray at Fort Vancouver. Murray is pledging to protect veterans' benefits. Coming up in the news in half an hour from now, the Boys and Girls Club continues to dry out, and they're moving today. And the Bend City Council got an earful Wednesday night about tree removal. Check us out online at KBND.com. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you, Dave. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, your Skyview traffic and your forecast today is brought to you by Allstate. With accident forgiveness, your rates won't go up just because of an accident. It's another way that dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.